Granny Zabner, you won't believe this, but looky here. We got a letter from the president.
Don't tell me we've been drafted.
No, we've been invited to Washington to attend the inauguration.
Well.
Ain't that something?
Oh, yeah. What is inauguration?
Why, that's the big event where every 4 years they swear in a Democratic president.
Yeah, sure. Recollect when you used to have them, what they call them, Republicans?
No, I don't, but of course you're older than I am. Well, come on, we better start getting packed up here.
Yeah, well, Lon, don't you think we ought to drop Mr. Truman a postcard and let him know we're coming? Otherwise, he might not be expecting to see us at this inauguration.
Oh, that's all right. There's a lot of folks that never expected to see him at this inauguration.
Hand satchel on. That thing's so heavy, I don't believe I'll ever get it to Washington, though.
Well, what are you taking so much junk along for? We're just going for a visit. We ain't been elected to nothing, you know.
Well, do you know how Elizabeth is? Insisted on me taking some of the outlandishest things. Why, she even wanted me to take a necktie.
Well, you really ought to have taken one, too. We'll have to dress fancy in Washington, you know.
We will, huh?
Oh, sure. Bound you a lot of them congressmen will more than likely wear tails.
Well, judging from what Truman said about the last Congress, I don't doubt it.
Wait a minute here. Hey, what's that you got strapped to your suitcase?
Them snowshoes. Won't I need them?
Well, of course not. Where do you think you're going, Los Angeles?
Well, I don't know what route we're going by. Have you got the railroad tickets yet?
No, but the feller in the ticket office is trying to get us some. He's going to call us back.
You know, Lom, maybe we oughtn't to go.
Why not? Don't you want to see the president?
Why, sure, I'd love to, but, Lord, I just hate to barge in on him without letting him know first.
Well, wait a minute, Admiral. We ain't going to stay at his place.
Well, I don't see why not. That's a pretty big house he's got there, and there's just three of them.
I know that.
Of course, now, I don't think we ought to stay for meal. Well, I guess we could. If his woman's anything like Elizabeth, she'd be glad to set on a couple of extra plates and choke out a few extra biscuits, I reckon.
Now, listen, Admiral, we ain't going to stay with the Trumanses. They more than likely have a house full of relays. Wait a minute, I believe that's our ring.
Well, what do you invite us for if you don't want us to stay with him?
Hello, Johnham Down Store, Lum Edwards talking.
Mr. Edwards, this is the ticket office again, and the only way I can get you to Washington is to route you through Cleveland and up to Buffalo.
Well, we don't care, just so we get there.
All right. Your train leaves the county seat at 7:45 tonight.
Well, we'll be there, and much obliged. Hi, Granny Zabner, we're all set. We go to Cleveland, and from there we go to Washington by Buffalo.
By Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty hard riding, ain't it?
No, not necessary. They got well-padded seats.
Well, maybe they have, but I ain't. Lom, you better cancel them tickets.
Well, Admiral, that's the only way we can get there.
By Buffalo?
What the man said.
Now, there must be some easier way. Dog sled, pogo stick.
I don't see what you're kicking about. It'll take us a little longer going that away, is all.
Yeah, about 2 months longer.
No, it won't. We'll get there for the inauguration.
Yeah, but whose? How fast do you expect that thing to travel?
Oh, I don't know. 60, 70 mile an hour.
70? What'd they do, shoot it out of a cannon? Lum, you better count me out on this trip.
Count you out?
Yes, sir. I've traveled a lot of hard ways in my life. But I'm just too dad blame old to take up riding a buffalo.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute, Abby.
And
you
besides,
got
I'd feel awful silly galloping up to the White House on one of them shaggy critters.
Abner, you're a little mixed
Long
up.
Long is bad enough, me and you popping in on the president without dragging a buffalo along from the team.
Well, if you'll just hash up
And
for
another
a
thing, he ain't got no barn there. We'd have to stake him out on a White House lawn. Them things are as big as an elephant.
I know how big they are.
And think how embarrassing that'd be to Truman if somebody did mistake it for an elephant. Oh, because the Democrats would run him right out of the party. No, we better not go along. Mr. Truman never speak to us again.
Well, Abner, for your information, we ain't going to ride no buffalo. We're going on a train through the town of Buffalo.
Well, that's a lot better plan. Glad you changed your mind.
I never changed my... Wait a minute, there comes Ben Withers. I think I'll ask him if he'll drive us into the depot at the county seat.
Well, you can ask him anything you want to, but I can tell you right now what the answer will be. Fine.
You know, Ben's whole trouble is he never listens to what you say, and I'll prove it to you. Just watch here.
Good afternoon.
Say, Ben, there's a big green dragon following you there.
Fine.
See there?
Well, anything exciting happening around here?
Well, yeah, Ben. Me and Abner are going to Washington for the inauguration, and we're just wondering
By
if
the
we...
way, Lum.
Yeah?
How many eyes did that dragon have?
Huh?
I just happened to think if it's got three eyes, it might be the same one that old man Bates had followed him home New Year's Eve.
Dog, is there actually one running loose around here?
All right, Abner, don't you get started, too.
Maybe we could ride him.
So you're going to the inauguration, huh?
Yeah.
You'll enjoy that highly if it's anything like the one I attended. I'll never forget that inaugural parade. I stood there proudly waving at President Zinkafoos.
Zinkafoos? He never was president of the United States.
Of course not. He was president of Mount Ida.
Huh?
That was the year Mount Ida seceded from the Union.
What? I never heard nothing about that.
Well, they had to keep it pretty quiet so that President Zinkafoos could continue to collect his unemployment insurance checks from Washington.
Yeah, well, Ben, I wish you'd go and get your car, because we got to catch that train by 7:45.
Yes. Oh, that was a beautiful parade. First came President Zinkafoos standing up in a car with his top down.
Yeah, well, Ben, if...
To his right sat Mrs. Zinkafoos, and to his left sat Barney Cleaver.
Who's Barney Cleaver?
Nobody ever found out. Must be said of him, however, that later, during the president's speech on the courthouse steps, Mr. Cleaver sold several dozen potato peelers.
Look, Ben, we
have Next in the parade came Vice President Cactus Jack Zinkafoos, patriotically clad in the colors of Mount Ida's new flag, red, white, and chartreuse.
Yeah, sounds pretty, but
then
Ben...
Then someone blew a bugle, and the next thing we knew, Vice President Zinkafoos was being unfurled from the top of the flagpole.
Oh, Ben, you can tell us all that on our way to the county seat. Come on, if we don't hurry, we'll miss the train.
Fight.
Well, Granny's Ben, your old car made it after all. We got 5 minutes before our train pulls out. Have you got the tickets, Abner?
Why, no, I thought you had them.
Oh, my goodness. Look in your coin purse. Maybe you put them in there.
Well, Lum, I hate to unsew my underwear just for that.
For pity's sake, did Elizabeth sew your money up in your underwear again?
Same place.
When are you going to grow up?
Wait, Lum, isn't that your ticket stuck in your hat band?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Why don't you recollect things like that, Abner?
Well, Mom, I was...
Did you recollect the lunch good?
Yeah. I got a shoebox full of baked sweet potatoes to munch on and a jar of buttermilk.
I thought it was sweet milk.
Well, it was till after that ride in Ben's car.
Well, I certainly hope you fellas have a highly boned voyage. And if you run into any of the Zinkafooses in Washington... Well, my stars, doesn't that woman heading over this way look like Sister Simpson?
Well, no wonder. That is Sister Simpson.
Well, they certainly look alike.
Well, for goodness sake, Sister Simpson, what are you doing here?
Well, Lum, I tried to catch you before you left Pine Ridge. I want you to take this here box to Washington with you.
Oh, well, much obliged.
Oh, it ain't for you, Abner.
Ah.
It's for Mr. Truman, Mom, and will you give it to him personal?
Why, sure, be proud to. What's in the box?
That's the actress in there.
Who?
My prize winning Rhode Island Red.
Well, I hope Elizabeth don't hear about this. She told me not to have nothing to do with any chickens on the train.
Lum, you be sure and give that to Mr. Truman now, because I want to repay him for being so nice to my sister Nettie.
Does she know Mr. Truman?
No, but she written asking for a government loan so she could buy a house in town where her daughters could meet some boys.
And did he send her the loan?
Well, no, he didn't, sir. But do you know the very next day they put a National Guard camp right across the road from her place?
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Say, I believe your train's about to leave. Here, I'll give you a hand with your suitcase.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Abner. You and Beatrice get aboard
here.
Yeah,
so long, Sister Sampson.
Bye, and say hello to Miss Truman for me.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, hurry up, Abner. Just set the bags down in that seat there, Ben.
Yeah, all right. You know, that was awful thought of Sister Sampson to bring this chicken for Mr. Truman.
Well, I guess he can use it. I hear he ain't been able to get by on his salary, and he's hit him up for a raise, I know.
There's Sister Simpson out there on the platform waving to you fellows.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye.
What you trying to say, Lon?
Oh, I ain't got the least idea.
Well, what are you moving your mouth like you're answering her for, then?
Well, that's what folks always do when a train's leaving. Nobody ever knows what anybody else is saying. Everybody always pretends they do, you know. Nod your head and smile and always laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way.
She seems to be signaling us like something's wrong.
Well, I don't know what it could be. We didn't forget Beatrice, did we? No, we didn't.
I can't imagine what it could be.
Well, whatever it is, it's too late now. Washington, here we come.
Yes, sir, here we... Wait a minute, what am I doing on the train?
My goodness alive. That's what Sister Simpson was trying... Hey, Lon, put on a brake. Pull a whistle. Do something.
Now, wait, let's not get excited.
But, Ben, if you don't get off now, you'll have to go all the way to Washington with us.
Bye.
Thank you.